We had a question for Sister Rissima. In the sujood, and I think we can attach both these questions to the same question. In the sujood, the imam sometimes makes a long supplication. What should we recite? What is he reciting? That's the sister's asking.
Okay, I would like to remind you with the program of the Prophet's prayer, and in it, we quoted the supplications to be recited in both ruku' and sujood, more than Subhana Rabbi al-Azim and Subhana Rabbi al-A'la in order, such as Subbuhun Qudusun Rabbul Malaikati wa Ruh, Allahumma laka sajad, wa bika amant, wa laka aslam, sajada wajhi lilladhi khalaqahu, wa sawwarahu, wa shakkalahu, sam'ahu, wa basarahu, Tabarak Allahu Ahsanul Khaliqin. And you can repeat that, and you can also say Subhana Rabbi al-A'la wa bihamdi several times if you wish, as many times as you want, or as you can, or at the time the Imam allows. This as far as the adhkar which are prescribed in the dua. In addition to sujood is the best opportunity and the closest position you are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So increase making dua, even if you make it in your own language, there is no blame on you. Of course, just for the sake of time, I won't be able to mention the translation of the supplication just I mentioned earlier, but you can watch it on in the program of the Prophet's prayer. As far as the sister who prays the Taraweeh, and she says that she does not understand most of what's been recited. By the way, not only that, most of even those who were born with an Arabic mother tongue, because to understand, you really have to study. Mm-hmm. You really have to put your heart in it. So it requires some effort and to seek some knowledge. But the issue of being absent-minded and thinking about external things in the salah, that's a challenge that the Muslim in the prayer has to keep resisting the urge of thinking about anything else. And that could be achieved if you're praying behind an imam who has a beautiful recitation and a decent one, neither fast nor very slow, so you can maintain this. So always in the salah, there will be a competition between you and Satan, who wants to divert your attention from focusing on the prayer, even if the prayer is very short, that the imam is reciting only قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. So resist, and that will be achieved when you maintain the proper tahara and when you understand that you're standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And keep in mind that for this salah, if you fulfill it properly, all your previous sins will be forgiven. As the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ قَامَ رَمَضَانَ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. Whosoever stands up in prayer during Ramadan out of faith and expecting the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all his previous sins will be forgiven. As far as carrying the mushaf, it's only permissible for the imam, or if you're praying by yourself in a singular prayer. But it's not permissible for the followers to carry the Quran, because there is no need for that. You just listen to the recitation of the imam.
Jazakallah khair.
And happy Ramadan to all of you. May Allah bless you. Thank you so much.
Jazakallah khair. Okay.